أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه وأنعمت عليه أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله وتخفي في نفسك ما الله مبديه وتخشى الناس والله أحق أن تخشاه فلما قضى زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These are the words, the ashar, the poetry of Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and it is titled A Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. translation of few of the verses, because it says that he is not blessed with the joys of both the worlds, who carries not your pain in his heart. Here it refers to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this desire and conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says that, O Allah, the fact that we desire you, this is your grace upon us. Otherwise we are not worthy of your love, since we are polluted with sins. He also, Hazrat says many times, that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us over here is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to show love to us. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here. We haven't come on our own accord, but rather it is Allah's grace upon us that He has brought us over here. One who has not acquired the sohbat, that is the company of the ahle dil, that is the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his pain is no pain and his heart is no heart. Any place where your nearness is not acquired, though it is a destination, yet it is not a worthy destination. Whoever attached his heart to other than Allah, he carries not the pain of your love in his heart. Then after Hazrat says, O Allah, I am yours and no one else's. I have no Layla nor the Mahmil, that is the tent of Layla. This means that my love is exclusively for you. No one or no object of this world has a place in my heart. Akhtar announces this openly. The oceans of Allah's love and nearness have no shores. That is, there is no limit and there is no end to the love and the nearness that Allah, the person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. To jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Sohbat-e-ahl-e-dil jisne paai na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi wo meri manzil nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ghair haq se lagata hai jo apna dil, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. Aap ka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi, koi layla nahi, koi mahamil nahi. To jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhul, behre ulfat ka koi kanara nahi. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, aah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال الصالحة فستكون فتن في قطع الليل المظلم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. علماء الكرام، listen dear brothers, once a very senior Ali mentioned a beautiful point which is very pertinent and befitting for the time we are going through, which we call the December season, the silly season. And his observation was, he says, in the world currently we find that when a person is traveling abroad, this great impression or hype of security. So everywhere security. Security is high security. And he says, in the name of security, what cannot the non-Muslims do to the Muslims? Just in the name of security. They can open one's bag. They can search a person. He says, to the extent now in the name of security, they can strip you of your clothing also. Why? Security is high. We've got to check you up. He says, this word of security is such a thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Quran Sharif also. We hear over and over again, Hafizu, Hafizu. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. In Urdu we say حِفَازَت. Arabic also we say فِي حِفْزِ اللَّهِ. Allah ki حِفَازَت. So Hazrat Allah has a beautiful bayan which is titled Step Up Your Security. Especially now in the month of December, when you find the businessman, when he understands now that there are many thieves on the prowl walking the streets, they will have a free Christmas. So a person now steps up the security, whether his business, whether his home. Because he understands now in my home I have valuables, my family, my children, my belongings. So therefore at home now he steps up the security. When he comes to his business place also, now it's a busy period. And people are in a silly mood also. And what they are going to do? So as I say, that slowly, slowly a businessman throughout the year, now he was a bit lax. When he comes to this season, now he begins to step up the security of his home, of his business, his family. He's worried that nothing should happen to them. If he had no gate at home, no burglar guards, now he'll put it in. There's no motor at the gate, now he'll have an automated gate with a remote. And now if he had no alarm system, he'll put in the alarm system also. He had no beams, he put in the beams, the laser beams, the CCTV cameras. And in the business, all of this also, he will step up the security. Because he understands now I have valuable things. When he comes to my home, my family, my children, I've got to take care of them. So now he's concerned about these things. And then more than that, he has armed response also. He has a panic button in case of any hazard, press the button. He will tell the wife, you're putting a panic button in the bathroom also. It's only in the kitchen also. Keep the button around your neck in case anything has to happen. You see anything suspicious outside, don't hesitate. They come in late at home, call a security company. And you contact also a security company, armed response. And coming late at home, they will phone them. Say, I need now security, I need escort to my home. Armed response. I'm going out for the holidays. Please ensure my home is secure. Nothing happens. When he comes to the shop, he will have a guard on site to take care now of his possessions, because he's made mehnat, he's made effort. He knows the value of this mal. He knows the value, he knows how much he's made effort for it. Now I have to preserve, I have to protect, I have to take care of this. Otherwise, little of it will go. The day's takings are gone, what muqsan? These takings are gone, what muqsan? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wishes and desires that in this season also and throughout our life, that what this banda has worked for, first of all, hifazat, protection, security of aqaid and belief. In the season now, how easy it is now. Let down the security. Let's just relax a little bit. The hagas are coming, the relatives are coming. Avenues we haven't been to, they haven't explored. Shall we, let's go a little bit. If you haven't been there, let's go a little bit. certain avenue has opened and the menu is new venue, let's go and try it out. Whole year we haven't been there. I don't take my children out. I don't take my family out. Never mind, it's the season now. Get a bit silly. Around in Durban now, you don't go to the beach now, hagas will come, relatives will come. Say, no, let's go a little bit. What are you sitting at home for? Here now, the security of dunya, we are hyping it up. We're stepping it up. But security of the heart, where Hazrat says, now the heart is the home. The heart is the home of that treasure of the ma'rifat of Allah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every bandha in his heart some ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some recognition. His a'mal. That bandha now will take care of the security of his heart, of his limbs. Which he knows now these limbs, Hazrat says on the day of Qiyamah, these limbs will turn state witness against a person. That the same limbs we use now to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the little enjoyment of dunya we had in guna and sin, the same limbs of the day of Qiyamah will turn state witness against that banda, against the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how important in this season, in this time now, to step up over security of the heart, whether they be laser beams, CCT camera, whether they be the guard on site. We are the guard on site. So a person now to have his eye very carefully on the heart, himself, his wife, his children, his family, how to protect their iman. We don't know which avenues they're going to, who they're meeting up with, who they're talking with on the social media. The Shiism is creeping in slowly, slowly. My son doesn't understand this is happening. My son is involved with the Shia boy. What do I do now? So to make hifazat, step up the security of the heart, the aqaid and beliefs. And then our amal, when you come to our amal, whether it be salah, Allah Ta'ala says, protect your salah. Protect, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, give me guarantee of protection of between, that is between your two jaws and between your thighs. I will become your guarantor of Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. I will stand for you. Who more can we ask for? When Rasulullah s.a.w. will become our representative, our wakil and lawyer, advocate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight our case. So just give me the security that your tongue is protected and your private parts are protected. And then you will find on the day of Qiyamah, I will stand for you. When we have a guard on site, he's got his semi-machine gun, we feel a bit secure that somebody is there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, I will be your security guard. I will take care of you on the day of Qiyamah. Just secure this for me. When it comes to your amal, it comes to your salah, when it comes to your Quran tilawat, just put up your security a bit, in the season especially. How many a person is going? He's going on a certain holiday, he's going on a trip. Will pack the entire car, he's packed. Everything is there. But how many a person will take the juz down in the car also? My Quran Sharif, this is my security. My Quran, the Ban Surah, or the Green Kitab, what to read every night. Take the Musalla, how many times you go out? Everything we have, we forgot the Musalla. That's the last thing on the mind. Quran Sharif, we forgot about the Quran Sharif. These things should be first in the vehicle. We're going out, take this with us. When it comes to our Quran Sharif, comes to our Musalla, comes to our Lota, when it comes to relieve ourselves. This is all part of our security, to secure ourselves. This thing draws the rahmat and the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In return for this security, how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secure us? Ulama have a beautiful explanation. In the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah was a young sahabi. Sitting behind Rasulullah s.a.w. the conveyance, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam tells him, Ya Ghulam, oh young boy, young man. He was a young man, but so mature in his thinking. Today our young boys, still 25, you know, play PSP and games. They're still keeping them behind. What you should be doing? This young boy, not even a stand over here on his chin. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is telling him, oh young man, I will teach you a few words. وَعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. I will teach you a few words, preserve these words, advice, golden advice for you. He tells him, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The direct translation, protect Allah. Allah will protect you. احفظ الله اي حقوقه واوامره ونواهيه وحدوده. Protect the limits of Allah, the commands of Allah, the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah ta'ala says, now put the foot down a little bit, now go full speed. What is taking place, put foot down, make sure you're there. Program is taking place, put your foot down, put the gas up a bit. If Allah Ta'ala say put power brakes, I put your power brakes. Don't go, step forward. Allah Ta'ala has nawahi, stop over there. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu kana waqqafan inda kitabillah. Our says Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came to the kitab and the Quran Sharif and the laws of the Quran, kana waqqafan, you put power brakes. This is the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not go further. Put power brakes. Something haram is coming in front, I put the power brakes on. The steam of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be such built up in the heart that now when it comes to now putting up the steam and refraining from guna and sin, a person can put his brakes on. So the golden advice given to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, ihfazillah, protect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will protect you. How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect a person? How would Allah protect a person? A person before he hires a company for protection, he sees now the reviews, what people have to say, how fast the response time is. Are they visible around in my area? How many boys you see in how many homes? In my street, now they all are using the same security company. So I will go with them also. They'll have a vehicle parked. We'll tell them December time and sure now the vehicles are nearby. Because we're out the whole day till late. We were starting early, finishing off late. So make sure you're around. He does all that research. But when it comes to deen, how deep do we go? Your life will protect so much, how will you protect? And see the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will protect. Ulama explain that those mashayikh say, hafizna awamir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sigharina, wa hafizana Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kibarina. We protect the awamir and laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our young age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected our health in our old age. This is Allah al-Aziz. Sa'ib Musayyib rahimah used to say to his son, Ya Bunayya, inni la'utilu salatak li'ajlik. Arjan uhfaza fik. He said, oh my son, I lengthen my salah for your sake. Possibly because of my salah, Allah will protect you. They understood now how to tap into Allah ta'ala's security system. How to get the best deal out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they knew the way. Because they applied themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was to protect, ulama explain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's army, Allah ta'ala knows who is his army, how to use them, when to use them. This banda of mine now, what's his monthly subscription he's paying? Whether he's 24 hours tracking, whether he's on the novice level, whether now is that everything checked, Allah Ta'ala knows what a'mal in his life, accordingly how to protect him. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will use his armies. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has malaika that protect a person in front of him, behind him, on the right, on the left. By the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they protect him. A person almost met an accident. What happened? So Allah protected him. Malaika were there, Allah Ta'ala sent them in time. Almost fell on the child, almost slipped into the pool. He got saved. Allah saved him. Allah protected him. Malaika are there protecting that person because he's protecting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the person through the malaika. In his lifetime Allah Ta'ala will protect him. The time of Mawt, it is mentioned one athar. So when that banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Sakarat, then the malaika come. And they say the malaika, the one that is in charge, says to those, shumma ra'sahu. They smell his head. They say, wajadna fi ra'sihi ra'ihat al-Qur'an. They define in his head the smell of Qur'an Sharif. They shumma qalbahu. Smell his heart. See, we find in his heart the fragrance of soom, of fasting. They say, smell his feet. When they smell his feet, they say, we find the fragrance of tahajjud salah. So the main angel says that he protected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lifetime. Now protect him and take it easy with him. Take out his ruh slowly. Because he's used his limbs in the protection of Allah ta'ala's commands, now you protect him. During his life, Allah ta'ala sent the malaika. At the time of mawt also, Allah ta'ala sends the malaika. When it comes now, a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use even the animal kingdom. Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the free slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got lost in the jungles of Syria, and he sees that lion coming at full speed towards him. He says, Ya Abul Harith, Ana Mawla Rasulillah. He says, O lion, I am the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have, you can see, the tag of protection, security. The security is there on my back. That lion stopped in his tracks, nodded his head, indicating to him to follow me. He took him back to the army. Ibrahim and Adam rahimahullah ta'ala, a person says, I saw Ibrahim and Adam rahimahullah ta'ala lying under a tree. Lying under a tree, and he said, I see perched from above him, from the branch, a snake with a massive leaf in his mouth and fanning him to sleep. Fanning him to sleep. Because he was on that level of security. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect. Going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the pious people to protect you. Allah will use the pious people to protect you. So make a mashwara with them. What do I do with my children, with my family? What mashwara they will give, what hifazat in it. For generations of hifazat. When I make up my mind, next year now, do I put my child in Crawford, in Clifton, in this school, in that school? Ask the mashayikh. Baro ke baad baro samajhte hai. Big people talk, big people understand. How they will understand the situation is beyond us. Put yourself into their hands, and usme hifazat hai, the protection in that. For generations. In the story of Surah Al-Kahf, when Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam go to the town, and the people of the town don't want to host them. فَأَبَوْ أَيُّضَيِّفُهُمَا فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا. So they found a wall about to fall. So Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam repairs the wall. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam objects to it. These people refuse to host us, you repair the wall. Then he tells him finally that this wall, under this wall there was a kanzul lahuma. There was a treasure which belonged to two yatim orphans, which their forefathers had buried under this wall. The time was not right as yet. And وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The parents, Alama Alusi rahimahu ta'ala says, that according to one tafsir, it صَالِحًا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their forefathers were pious people. He says, referring to the seventh generation going up, grandparents. So their taqwa, so their piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two Anbiya alayhimu salam to protect the wealth of these yatim. For protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the banna becomes nine, when that guna will come in his heart, he wants to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pressure is heavy on the heart. He's hitting him. The nafs amara is pushing him. The young boy sitting in the house, the ADSL, he knows the password, username. He's uncapped. He's uncapped. He's got his cap out also. And now he's got a full speed. Now how is he going to put the brakes? At that time now, because during the year, he protected himself. And he handed himself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now at this time, when shaitan is knocking at the heart, and nafs is hitting. So press the button, go ahead. The boys are phoning, we'll come pick you up. You're ready. Now there's a tug of war in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, at that time, because the effort was made, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah ta'ala says, I will come myself between his heart and himself. In one author it is mentioned that a person, because he's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he does a business deal about to sign on the dotted line. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the malaika, they rush quickly, isrifuhu anhu. They turn him away from this deal. It's no good for him. He's about to sign, possibly now the buyer will get a phone call, I want a higher price for it, sorry, deal is closed. The author says, Yatiru, he flies up. What happened? Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, I'll protect him. Directly I'll protect him. I will come between himself and his heart also. He won't even realize that I was the one. But I kept it somewhere else for him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to his rescue and his hifazat and protection, we can imagine that person now. What ma'iyat will closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this season, my dear brothers, for ourselves, our families, our children, to step up the security. And usually we have security companies, we contract to them. When it comes to security company of the heart, we have our mashayikh. Sign a contract with them. A lifetime contract. Not 24 months. Lifetime contract, free subscription. And they'll give us a bonus also. They'll give us a bonus. What maza, what enjoyment in salah, in Quran tilawat. Staying away from guna and sin. Hazrat says it become like a hobby. To refrain from guna and sin. What maza a person will find, what enjoyment. And I avoided this. Alhamdulillah, I went one trip on the plane. I took care of my eyes. The entire trip. It was like a game, a person like, I go through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled me through. What they will give us now in this security company, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Spend time in the company of the pious, sinner with children. Let them spend time in the company of the pious and see now how the heart will become secure. In the time of mort, a person's iman is secure. In the qabr also, a person may sabr upon that masiyat, upon that guna and sin. Finally, when it comes into the qabr, then from the head side, on the right, on the left, his soom, fasting will come, Quran will come, dhikr will come, but the sabr he made will be standing in the corner. And when the munkar and nakir will come to question him, they will come from all sides, he's secure completely. From one side, Quran will say, you can't touch him. On the left side, the soom is there, you can't touch him. His zakat and his sadaqah, and all his amal will protect him. They will fail. Like how you say, speak to my lawyer. He said, I'm already secured, I've got my lawyers. When they will leave unsuccessful, then all his amal will turn around and they look at this handsome young person in the corner of the qabr, who are you? He said, I in the sabr he made when he came to gunas and sins, I was waiting, if any one of you failed, I would have jumped in and saved him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to step up with security, inshaAllah.